still the same old Ralph. It's good to see you.
Hey.
Now remember, you kids have got to come up to Utah sometime around Christmas. Aunt Sarah will just love to have you. Uh-huh. Well, good night, Alice.
Good night.
Goodbye, Ralph.
Testing, testing, hot out, brown cow. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Johnny here.
The Honeymooners Podcast. The only podcast that is all about the greatest show of all time. With the stars, Joe Conte and Louis Fats.
Welcome, fellow raccoons and raccoonettes. What's happening, all you hurricanes, you Bensonhurst bombers, and all the Teddy Overmans of the world? You're listening to the Honeymooners Podcast with me, Joe Conte, and my pal, Louis Fats.
I'm here.
The only discussion-based podcast all about the greatest show of all time. We record in the non-productive studios in Clifton, New Jersey. If you want to subscribe to the show, go on iTunes, click subscribe, give us a five-star review. And also, if you want it, you could just go to non-productive.com/honeymooners. And also, like our Honeymooners podcast fan page. All right. Hey, what's going on, Lou?
Not much, Joe.
Just episode number 9.
I can't
believe it.
Me neither. Me neither.
Yeah. Can't believe it.
Well, yesterday when we came in, are we on number 7 yet? Again, not writing anything down.
Yes, of course. I'm actually working a little bit on writing some stuff down because of our grandioso screw-up with the trivia.
Yeah, we
do bought
a pen.
Know? Do you even know what the trivia question from last week is?
No.
And the answer?
No.
Probably
of course
not, right?
Not. No clue.
All I know is that I'll clear it up by saying the one from 3 episodes ago we never gave the answer to, it was Gibson. That's the one.
Yes,
Alice's
maiden name.
Alice's maiden
name. Did we ever
name.
Give the trivia answer to Mr. Douglas? The guy at the door?
Yeah.
Oh, we did. Okay.
Yes, we did. Right. That was what happened was we gave the, we did the Douglas one, then we did Alice's maiden name, and then we answered with the Douglas thing again.
Okay, all right.
Or something like that. Right. We still don't even know exactly what happened, so.
I know, we didn't write anything down. That's
exactly. Write it down on a piece of paper.
Jot it down.
Jot it down on a piece of paper. But yes, episode number 9, and we're going to start, I think we're going to start off a little differently this episode, okay? And Louis has no idea what I'm going to do because I told him, I said, look, all right, here it is, folks. I wanted to start off with something that was just recently, known about this. Somebody just showed me this because they know I do the podcast.
Right.
The Honeymooners Podcast. And it's hip-hop. Now, I know you're not a big hip-hop guy, right, Lou?
No.
No.
I'm more Sinatra.
You're the original rapper, right? Because he really wasn't singing. He was kind of crooning and rapping.
Talking
with a little bit of, you know, something in it, right? But here it is. There was a song. I used to like hip hop when I in like late 80s, early 90s, some hip hop stuff. I used to DJ and stuff like that. I can't even listen to top 40 music. I mean, I don't even. It's like it's from another planet.
Oh
now.
Yeah.
I can't, especially me.
Yeah.
And I'm to me, music died in like 2003. Yeah. It's been dead to me. But somebody made me aware of a hip-hop song that I had never heard of from, like, 1991, right?
Mm-hmm.
That may have something to do with what we're doing.
Okay.
All right? Now, you do not know.
Nope.
And this is what I like. You don't know where I'm going with this.
Oh, what a surprise.
is this the one? Oh, man. I hope I did the right one. All right. I think this is it. Okay. It's a song. It's by MC Search and a bunch of different other rappers. But the guy who's singing or talking or crooning or whatever you want to talk to right now is a guy called Chub Rock. Okay?
Chub Rock.
They're doing this thing with their talking so quickly and blah, blah, blah. You're not going to know what the hell he's saying.
Okay.
But there's one thing that you're going to hear. All right. And here we go.
On here.
The door rings, yo, I'm coming to a theater near you. Get your popcorn and your brew and the Guinness style. Check the clock what I'm about, cause you are a blabber mouth.
Okay. Threw in a classic Honeymooners reference in the song. And I think they're all from New York.
Okay.
So maybe that's why. Maybe their parents. So this was 1991, and these guys, they were probably my
age.
You're
probably your age. Yeah.
So they're in their 50s.
Grew up with it like
now.
You did.
Exactly.
You know, same thing.
And I had never heard it before. And it was just great because he went, you. And he did it perfectly. You are a blabber mouth. And put it in with the song. And I just wanted to share it with everybody.
All right.
Yeah. So it's MC Search, and I think it's called Back to the Grill. If you're interested, go on YouTube because it's a funny video. And as he says that, he throws a thing of popcorn at a guy, and it's quite funny. But okay. I just thought it was cute.
The Honeymooners make the raps. Yes.
Yes.
The journey is complete.
One thing I wanted to kind of share with you. Now, I noticed this. Do you notice how many times when you talk about the Honeymooners and there are people that don't know a lot about it, they're always shocked on how little episodes there were when you tell them there's 39?
Yeah, they think there's 200. They
right?
just think they go on and on and on.
Right, because they don't know.
They don't know.
And the show's been on so long and reruns for so long that there has to be hundreds of them.
Right.
And whenever you say 39, they're always like, really? It's only 39?
Only 39, yeah.
Here's something that happened to me. I had a moment, because somebody said that to me. They were like, really? There's only 39? I'm like, yeah, that's it. Here it is. Sometimes I think there's like 11 episodes. Because I love them so much that there's not enough of them. And I think, wow, there's 39.
Right.
And I'm sitting there like, there can't be 39. Because I know every line of every episode.
Yes.
I can't know almost 40 episodes verbatim.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Yeah. It's impossible.
Yeah.
But I do. And it almost makes me, it's almost like it's the reversal thing where I'm like, there's only like 10. Because there's not enough for me.
No, there's
so
not.
So I feel that there's barely any.
Mm-hmm.
And even though there is barely, in the grand scheme of things.
In the grand scheme of things, 39 is nothing.
Is nothing.
It's
especially
nothing.
When it's, you know, always considered in the top.
Remember, it's
five.
Only one season. The show's one season.
It's considered one season.
One season. Right. Started in 55 and then in 56.
Then about a year later.
About a year, yeah. Yeah. Figure 39 weeks is,
yeah.
You know, how I don't know how they did television
back
then.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
As far as seasons go, but.
Yeah, they
it was one
must
season.
Have one changed season. It around
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually thinking that what I would like to do, maybe one day we'll do it, you know, we'll do homework and we'll break it down.
And get our trivia question right.
And we should get our trivia question right and figure out and say, you know what, maybe we should break it down into three seasons. That's what I think.
Yeah.
1 through 12. You know, 13 through 24 and then 25 through 36 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make it feel like there's more.
More to it, yeah.
Because
it went on for
I get
years.
Down. It sounds crazy, but I get down sometimes because I'm
like that's
That's it.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what other analogy I can use for it, but when you love something so much, it's almost like, you know, you love your spouse so much that you wish there were more days in a week. That never, ever happens. All right, let's just call that the way it is. I don't know why I just said that.
I don't know why either.
I don't care if
you're
a woman. I don't care if you're in a straight marriage, a gay marriage. Nobody's thinking that.
No.
But with this, there's this love, and I'm almost down because it's almost like I want more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I know.
I want to see an episode besides, you know, and you know what? And this is where maybe I really need to dig into the lost episodes and really, really sink my teeth into them just so I can have some more.
Some more, yeah. Like I said, there are, like you had mentioned in one of our shows that one of your friends had said to you that there are several lost episodes that are worthy
He said there were
two that were worthy.
It could
have been like episode 40 and 41. Yeah.
Right.
So maybe it's worth it.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. Give it a look.
Yeah. That was my thought. Like, wow, I actually think that there's less than 39.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because,
seems like there's only a handful.
Yeah. Because you can never, you know, it's like, you know, you love it so much that you can never get enough of it.
And like I said, too, we know them so well, it's nothing's fresh. So it's, you're just so used to it that it just seems like there's so little, because you know every word, every episode.
So you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
I'm not like
No. I feel the same way.
You know, all right.
I feel the same way.
I don't need to get on Xanax or anything.
No. Okay. You're good.
just the medications I'm already on. Right,
yeah,
fine. All right. We were talking about a couple of people. We've had some really great feedback, and some of the people said, you know, like the listeners and fans of the show were saying how you guys should start doing like the bloopers and the flubs and stuff like that. So we said, you know what? We're going to start today, but we're going to start very subtle. Subtle flubs. Flubs that only, I think, DEFCON 3 fans will pick up on.
Yeah, if you're really looking, you really have to be looking for them, or just basically just so looking at each episode that it just jumps out on you.
Right.
It just jumps out at you.
It's not like when they're doing the Chef of the Future and the thing goes flying off. Yeah, Everybody realizes that was not supposed to happen.
No, and when he lost his, on the costume, the thing came off and he said, yeah, I need that. That's my denaturizer.
You know, and spearfishing.
Spearfishing, yeah.
You know, two great lines.
Lines that he just,
but not talking about that.
No.
We're talking about very subtle
flubs.
Flubs. Uh-huh. And two out of the three that we're going to play, you're going to be able to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one, we might have to explain
it. Yeah, explain it, because it's a little more visual.
But they're so subtle.
Yep.
And it's like, and nothing that, you know, there's nothing that could ruin the, you know.
The flubs make it even better.
They
make them even better. I mean, you look for flubs sometimes. I do. Like, well, I'm dying to hear Uncle Leo say Utica, you know. I just wait for it.
Utica.
I love it.
All right. So the first, we'll just call them flubs, because they're not really, they're like little, I don't know. I don't even know what we will call them.
Flub is good enough.
Yeah. A little break in the action, so to speak.
Get my thesaurus out and look for.
Yeah, exactly. two mongos, two goons from Jersey trying to sound all
like we're Roger's thesaurus.
All right. The first one is from one of my favorite episodes, Brother Ralph.
Oh, yeah, I know you
Brother
like that.
Brother Ralph. I just love Brother Ralph. There's just everything about it is just so great. And it's the part where he finds out that she is the only woman in the office.
That's right.
And there is a very slight moment where you see, well, you'll hear it. Here we go.
Well, tell them that I was married. They don't believe in hiring married women. It's an office rule.
And also that Frank and Bill and Pete and George, they don't know you're married either?
Of course not. See, they think if they hired a married woman, you know, she might leave to raise a family, or her husband might just tell her to quit or something.
Oh, they're so right. You are quitting. You are quitting. And this isn't your brother talking. This is your husband.
Here it comes.
Now, just a minute, Ralph.
Don't just a minute.
There it is, folks. And there it is. Dead air. She goes, now, just a minute, Ralph. Now, in no real... Now, I understand it's a play, basically. Mm-hmm. But in no real life does somebody go, now, just a minute, and sit there.
Sit there and like...
And just not say anything.
Yep.
They're supposed to go either, now, just a minute, and they get interrupted, or they go, and just a minute, and furthermore, blah, 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 blah. Right. But she goes, and just a minute there, Ralph, and he...
He freezes.
He froze for a second. He just forgot his line, and then he goes, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Because that's pretty much it. Now, wait a minute. Oh no.
Yeah.
You're quitting.
Yep.
So that, and I'll play it again for everybody, but you'll hear it where there is that break where there shouldn't be that much time.
I told Tony that I lived with...
Oh, okay. A little too far back. Here we go.
I'm old.
I couldn't very well tell him that I was married. They don't believe in hiring married women. It's an office rule.
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 And also that Frank and Bill and Pete and George, they don't know you're married either?
Of course not. See, they think if they hired a married woman, you know, she might leave to raise a family, or her husband might just tell her to quit or something.
Oh, they're so right. You are quitting. You are quitting. And this isn't your brother talking. This is your husband.
Now, just a minute, Ralph.
Don't just a
and
minute.
There it is.
You're quitting. You are quitting.
Those nanoseconds sound like
we'll
5 minutes.
Yeah. And then he can go down to the office and he can tell Frank. And
absolutely. Yeah, but it's that weird, probably 2.5 seconds.
Maybe not even. It just seems like
it's longer.
Right. It just seems longer.
Because you just know.
Yeah, you're waiting for something to
say. And plus, you know what he's going to say.
Yeah, we know.
We all know what he's going to say. Yeah. We know the line. Yeah. But then when you're watching it, you're like, whoa, that is taking a long time.
Yeah.
Now, just a minute, Ralph. Crickets, crickets, crickets. Yeah. No, you are quitting. Yeah. So, Brother Ralph, one of the best lines is when it was actually Mambo when he says after 15 years now he wants to change me.
Right,
he goes,
right.
Well, she knew she was getting the worst of it.
Yeah, then he agrees with Norton. Yeah.
Yes. All right, that is our first flub. The second one is sort of the same vein
yeah.
as that one.
Yeah.
And this one is Here Comes the Bride.
Yeah, it's like a dead air flub, not a stumbling over words. It's a dead air flub.
Yep, exactly. Very good.
Yeah, because
you made that up.
Made that up.
Dead air flub. That's probably what we're going to call this episode, the dead air flub. Now, this, of course, the Here Comes the Bride, it's the bachelor party. And
one of my favorites.
And what kind of entertainment was going on in there?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
what I want to know.
Entertainment in the other room.
What was going on?
I would have to say at that time, probably a stag film.
Yeah, a stag film.
For that time, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, unless it had a chick come out of a cake or something.
No. I would say no. I would say a stag film.
A stag film. Okay. Yeah. Pictures of deers, video of deer. I remember that from the Looney Tunes. It's a stag film,
yeah.
And they show the antler,
yeah. Some rack.
So now they all go in the other room, and it's just Ralph and Stanley and Ed. And Stanley is telling them about how they're not going to get their apartment. They're mm-hmm. going to stay with Alice's mother and father. And there's another dead air flub by the great one.
When we come back from our honeymoon, we're going to move in with Agnes's mother and father.
Yo, what?
We're going to move in with Agnes's mother and father.
You can't do that.
Yeah, see, it's very slight.
Yep.
Very slight, but you hear him. He goes, you're going to move in with Agnes's mother and father.
Yeah, because Ralph was supposed to come in on that.
Right.
And he doesn't. That's why Stanley cuts off the father of the word.
Right. He cuts off the father.
Because he's supposed to be interrupted.
Right. But he's not. And it's not nearly as long.
No.
But the point is, it makes Stanley sound like he can't finish a sentence.
He can't finish a sentence. Like, father's too long of a word for him.
Yeah. So we'll hear it again.
For a while. You see, when we come back from our honeymoon, we're going to move in with Agnes's mother and father.
See, it's a father there.
Mm-hmm.
Your what?
We're going to move in with Agnes's mother and father.
You can't do that.
Right.
There it is. And it's just so little. And
Ralph was supposed to jump in after mother.
Right. You know, like mother and father. What are you kidding?
He's supposed to jump in before Stanley finishes the sentence. That's why he fades out father to father.
Right. Because he's expecting him.
Ralph to jump in.
Even though in reality he should say it because then he's going to get interrupted anyway and it would still work.
Right.
So I'm blaming this on Stanley.
That's Stanley Saxon's fault.
Stanley Saxon. Do you know what his real name was?
No.
I forgot. But he messed up and he made the great one look bad. I'm very upset. But yeah, that is and one of your favorite scenes.
Oh.
And actually one of your favorite episodes.
Oh, it's one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go in there and get it.
Yeah. Go in there.
Talk to the master that way. Go in there and get it. With the thumb.
With the thumb.
It's great.
It's great.
Great. One of my favorite scenes.
Oh, what a great
top
great
five.
Episode.
Top five for me.
And how great is it when he's doing his thing and he's doing his, you know, typical Ralph rant back and forth, and they're just all with their arms folded and just looking at him like he's a buffoon.
Yep.
And he thinks he is being the coolest king and the ruler. And that's why
this is going to work so perfectly well.
And you know what? You know what I got to tell you? When it was all over, right? Stanley and Agnes left. And then, you know, because she was angry at Ralph. And then Norton goes, I see one of your ideas went to pot. The idea kind of worked.
Yeah.
it did not work.
Well, Alice said the best part is just bringing them together. And that was working.
Right. And also, part of his idea.
If you look at that, too, Alice and Agnes are wearing the same dress.
They are?
Yes, with just a different color trim on it.
Really?
Yes, I guess Pat Perkins didn't have much in his collection that day.
Pat Perkins, yeah, that's the wardrobes by Pat Perkins.
Daytime dresses by Pat Perkins.
Hey, Pat, what happened? You forgot in your car?
Which by me and Joe are wearing right now.
Yeah, he took an Uber to the studio that day. He left everything in his regular car. My car broke down. I left all the dresses in there. So how about we just put a little blue flub on, what is it?
The trim, yeah. Alice has white trim and Agnes has like darker color trim.
And it's funny because they mention the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
She mentions that her other daughter lives a lot closer to the subway.
Yes.
It's nice to have a man who can...
A nice provider.
Nice provider, which we assume is Stanley.
Yeah.
But then there's also the fact that she has a brother.
She has a brother, yeah.
They obviously...
And a nephew.
Ice cream cone.
Ice cream cone.
Very good. Very good. These are all these... And I think we're going to do one episode where we talk about all the characters that you never see.
Yes. I'm dying for that show. Yeah. I love the secondary characters.
Yeah. Not even the second, but the third.
Yeah, the
third. Third and dairy.
Yeah, with third and dairy. Third and dairy. Tertiary, I guess. Who are mentioned and never seen.
Yes. So many of them.
Oh, there's a million of them. A million of them.
And it's all within 39 episodes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Just 39.
Yeah.
Which seems just not enough.
Not enough. Not enough. Anyway.
We'll
have to live with the 39.
Yeah.
I think we'll get by.
All right, cool. All right, and we'll do the last one.
Okay.
And this one, we have to explain a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little visual, this one.
But I think they'll all know the episode, obviously. And this is the one, this is the loudspeaker, and Ralph is explaining all of the great things that are going to happen if he becomes Raccoon of the Year. And...
After all, the Raccoons is a vital organization. And they value my opinions. And because they value my opinions, that's why they're making me Raccoon of the Year. It's an important job, and it's a vital organization. And along with becoming Raccoon of the Year... come a great deal of very fine, wonderful, and distinctive honors.
Like what?
Stares at her.
Yeah, stares at her.
Like what?
Like what?
All right, Mrs. Weisenheimer, I'll give you a couple of like whats. Like the annual clam bake, for instance. What are you going to do?
Love that.
The annual clam bake, I have the honor of opening the first clam. And when they have their boat ride up the Hudson, I am allowed to go up on the bridge and steer as we pass Raccoon Point.
All right. So when he says that, when he goes,
What are you going on?
You can only see the side of her face, but she looks like she's like kind of saying with her eyes,
like,
look over here.
Look over here like you're maybe cue cards behind me because he forgets to probably what his line is supposed to be.
She
gives him this look.
She gives him this look. Or maybe her look is, what do you got?
What do you got? Like, you know, I can't bail you out here. Are you?
Yeah. We didn't rehearse. I rehearsed with Jack Philbin.
Jack Philbin
as you.
And he got the line right.
Yeah, he got the line right. So I'm sorry if I can't bail you out
on this one.
But you always heard that she bailed everybody out.
Oh, she bailed out. They said that she knew everybody's line. Everyone's line in the show.
That's
so she would bail. She could bail people out. She could bail out any character in the show.
That's
if they flub some.
That's awesome. But yeah, so that is that's a great moment where he's like, "When are you gonna?" And it's just,
it's like the
thumb thing.
Yeah.
Like, get in there and get it.
Yeah, I love it.
What are you doing there? Yeah. Oh, that's great. But, yeah, so that's from the loudspeaker, obviously, which I just now, when I was searching the loudspeaker, I go to Lou. I've never, look, you can find my wife on Facebook and ask her. I can be very oblivious at times. I never realized that it was a double entendre. It was the loudspeaker, like, you know, like when stuff's coming through a loudspeaker, and also the loudspeaker. Which is him. I just figured
that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I just noticed that the Earth spins around on its axis.
Took you since 1955 to figure this out.
I never thought of it. It just never came across. So, all right. Well, listen, we are, we're at 25 minutes.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. We did less than nothing. We did some hip hop. And we did a couple of flubs, and I just basically think that there's only 12 episodes.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
It does.
So, do we know what the trivia was from last time?
You're asking the right guy.
I am asking the right guy, right?
I'm the trivia guy.
So, wait a minute. The last one I remember is when we gave the answer. It was Steve Austin.
Steve Austin, yeah.
Right?
So, after that, was it... something to do with Mrs. Monocotti? Was that the one? What is Mrs. Monocotti's first name?
I don't think so. You know what we're gonna do? We're not doing a trivia this week.
Okay.
Just so we can get on the on the right page.
Here's what we're gonna do from now on.
Okay.
We're gonna ask the trivia in the beginning of the show.
Okay. We'll do the trivia in the beginning.
So figure, I don't even think me and you could forget that in a 25-minute period. So maybe we'll do it in the beginning of the show.
So we'll do the answer from the one before.
Oh. No. We'll ask the question in the beginning of the show. And
okay.
Then answer it at the end of the show.
Oh, okay.
So we won't have to.
That's a great idea.
We won't forget it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's something they can ponder while they're listening to the show.
Yeah.
Like, all right, that's genius.
Yeah, well.
Louis Fats is a genius, folks.
I just never realized
because we're two blithering idiots that can't do something that would make it easier for us to remember. Yeah, trivia episode 3, answer question episode. We can't do it.
We can't do it. Okay.
All right. So let's we'll start that next.
Yeah, next week. We'll start that next week.
All right. And, all right.
You know what? I hope like Joyce Randolph is like listening to this.
Right.
And goes on social media and just like rips me apart. You'll have to tell me what she said because.
Yeah, of course you wouldn't even be able to tell. Yeah. Joyce Randolph on Instagram rips Louis Fats
apart.
Louis Fats goes to his grave never knowing that she made fun of him. Well, listen, I want to thank everybody for giving us a listen. Do us a favor. If you like the show, if you have other. Friends that are fans of the Honeymooners themselves, share it on your social media or just talk about it and just say, hey, go online, Google the Honeymooners podcast, and it will come up. And also the Facebook groups, we really, really appreciate that. That's the Facebook groups like the Honeymooners on Facebook, the Honeymooners Raccoon Lodge, and the Honeymooners, the classic 39 episodes. And our pal, Edward Lily White Norton, his Honeymooners Trivia Podcast, which is out. He's got like 50 episodes. It's got trivia for all the original 39 and also the lost episodes. And he's also got something called Raccoon Lodge Radio. Give that a listen to. And also, I do another show called The Conti and Kenny Show, which is a live show that we do on the internet. On morelikeradio.com, and then we podcast it. It's called The Conti and Kenny Show. It's every Monday night at 7 o'clock. You can find out any information on me. Just look for Joe Conti Comic on Twitter and on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's it.
That should be it, yeah.
Yeah. Episode number 9 in the books. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Good night.
We'll have to do this again real soon.
How about tomorrow night?
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi.
This program and many others like it on the Nonproductive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.